And welcome back here to KJAM. I'm Matt Gross, and it is time for another update of Beyond City Hall. Joining me, Madison Mayor Roy Lindsay, Madison City Administrator Jameson Barrett. Gentlemen, thanks for stopping in today to talk to us.
Well, thank you for the invitation.
Thank you.
We'll start with, it's been a, I suppose, almost a month now of since the first reading that was tabled, and then town halls and another first reading of ordinance for rezoning, kind of another step in the process as we talk about potential data center in here. And I don't know who wants to be the leadoff hitter for this, but just kind of want to give us an update of where we've gone and kind of where we are in that process right now. Jameson, you want to start us off with that?
Sure. So with the data center or the digital currency mining facility that we've been working on, we had the approval of the first reading of the rezoning ordinance. That still requires a second reading to be approved as well. And so that's slated for our next meeting this next Monday. And then if that is approved, then they kind of move on to the next step, which is going to be going through the Planning Commission for a conditional use permit, any other action that's needed. And if that's approved, then it comes back to the City Commission for most likely a land lease agreement. And so there's a lot of steps here that are still required, lots of opportunities for public engagement. We as a city, we're still learning. We wanted to make sure to get through the rezoning so that we could see if we have a piece of property that fits their needs. And if we do, then we have an opportunity to talk to them about more specifics on what the mining facility would look like and any opportunities that they would be able to offer to mitigate things such as sound or negatives that could come across from that mining facility.
Roy, you and I were talking before we started on the air here about, the location, why that location is chosen. I would also say that, I think this process, everybody would agree, has gone maybe the way things should go on all aspects, right? We had an initial conversation. People wanted to pause and take a moment. We had town halls, a lot of questions answered. And then I was at the last meeting with the where we approved the first reading. I think, everybody seems to have gotten their questions answered by this point. Kind of efficient communication at its best of the last couple of weeks.
Well, there's a lot of talk out there and that about the big AI centers. Mm-hmm. And they, are very large in size. This isn't that. And so we wanted to make sure that we had filled in the public, with the information that we have in front of us. And that, we're not looking for a big AI data center like they have up in Ellendale, North Dakota.
You talked about at the City Commission meeting earlier this month about Heartland, the available amount of power that they have and how they go about selling it right now as opposed to where this will provide kind of a steady income. I don't know if you can go over that again for people that missed
that. Well, Heartland produces more energy than what they have for customers. And so besides, fulfilling the needs of all the customers on the Heartland circuit, they are hourly selling their excess power online to the highest bidder. So when power is needed in another area and that, they're selling it, and sometimes they're selling it, below cost because the plant is running, and electricity, you can't put it in a jar and save it for tomorrow. It's available now, and you have to do something with it now. So with this excess energy that they have, if they can have an entity that will use that power on a consistent basis, and in this case here, 24 hours a day, that is much more beneficial for Heartland, what they're producing, and it also reduces the amount of excess energy they have to try to sell on the open market.
And then Jameson, too, at the last meeting, you gave kind of a comparison of how much power the city as a whole kind of uses versus this, and then how much would be available. Do you remember those numbers at the top of your head? Because I forgot them already.
Yeah, I think I do. So Dakota State and Town has their own energy allocation from the Western Area Power Authority. So if you set them aside, the rest of the town, so Madison without Dakota State, is around 15 megawatts. And, of course, that can be more or less. And so that's puts it into perspective when we're talking about adding a 10-megawatt mining facility in town. It's a lot of power. It's a lot of power for the community, and it's a lot of more electricity for us to be selling to a new customer. That doesn't mean that they're going to be eating up all the power that we'd have available. We know that even with that new customer online, we'd still have 2 to 5 megawatts at the Southeast substation available for new customers. And that doesn't count the power we'd have available at our other substations in town either.
Right. Roughly a quarter of what the city is using anyway would be available even after this, if my math is kind of close to being right there. So
you're probably very close on that, yes.
Anything else data center before we want to move on?
Well, there are a lot of bills in that in front of the legislature right now, and that, you know, based on data centers. And I sat through the one yesterday where they were had a proposal before them to reduce or eliminate the sales tax on the purchase of the equipment that goes inside the facility. Now, that doesn't take off the sales tax for the building of an AI center, you know, similar to what Ellendale, North Dakota is and what Sioux Falls may be looking at. But the units that we're looking at are pretty self-contained. They come in as a unit and are very similar to a semi, you know, storage container. And so they come in already prefab and ready to hook up and go. And it's very important that they be right next to a substation, because the size of the power and that they need is very expensive per foot to install. And so since they're covering all these costs, they want to be as close as they can to a substation.
And as you guys said earlier, we've gone through a few steps in this process now. There are several more to go that would all, you know, have an opportunity for people to continue to give in input and ask questions. So
I'd agree.
Planning commissions,
we've got a lot of steps left, and you know, we'll probably be talking about this mining facility in a month again when we come back to talk to you more next month. And at that point, we might have a little bit more information, more steps underneath us, but there's definitely a lot of time yet to make sure we get this done the right way.
Since last we spoke, Roy, we had a State of the City address. I don't know if you want to kind of go over a little of that.
Yes, and the city of Madison is one of the safest cities in the state of South Dakota. We have a strong police and fire response times. We've had extensive training that continues. We have community engagement that's led Madison to being named the safest city in the state for 2025. The city is also very financially stable and planning cautiously for the future. So Madison continues to meet all their debt obligations, maintain reserves, and adjust budgets responsibly amid inflation, revenue pressures, and rising operating costs. And so for 2026, and that, we have backed off on our budget and that, you know, just anticipating the unknown.
Right.
Major infrastructure investments are strengthening reliability citywide. Since 2020, Madison has replaced a significant portions of aging water and sewer lines, reduced cast iron mains, and rebuilt streets, improving safety, service, reliability, and long-term system health. Outside funding has dramatically reduced the local tax burden. As an example, our airport. We've done a lot of improvements at the airport. A majority of that is covered 90% or 95% by the FAA, with the state picking up 2.5% and the city picking up 2.5%. So when we see the expenses that go out there to the airport, a very small portion of that is paid for by local taxpayers. Our electrical system upgrades are preparing Madison for growth and resilience, and will continue to improve as 2026 moves on. With underground cable institutions, AMI meter deployment, and substation upgrades are improving reliability, outage response, and long-term capacity across the community. Do you want to carry on some of this and that too? Jameson can fill in some additional things in that from 2025 to 2026, but Madison is in a very good position in that to continue growth and move forward.
Infrastructure is always something that we're working on. We've had several very busy years of infrastructure, and so we're actually looking forward to calming down a little bit over the next couple of years. We can't rip up as many streets as we have every year.
Oh, come on, try it.
No. I'm proud to say that we were able to take advantage of those opportunities. The federal funding, the state financing that was available, that was the time to take advantage of the money while it was available, because those were kind of once in a generation type funding packages that were coming through. And Madison, just like many communities across the whole country, had aging infrastructure, water, sewer, streets, and so we've done a lot of progress on those areas and are looking forward to continuing that. but most likely at a slower pace. So infrastructure is always something that we're working on closely. I think we're happy to see the housing developments, business expansions, other things continue. The MB Education Center will be opening up here in a month or two, and so we're going to be very excited to see that assistance with childcare options in Madison. And so overall, I think Madison's in a great place. We're continuing to watch things because every year brings new challenges, but also new opportunities. And so we're excited to see where Madison heads in 2026.
You know, you bring up the infrastructure. We've had warmer weather here, so did get me thinking, boy, maybe it won't be too long. We'll get cracking on Egan again there. Are there any, and obviously that's going to be probably still the biggest project that's happening next year from last year into this year.
They have actually been working on it this last week.
Have they now?
With some electrical wiring that was ran last fall. And if you notice, well, there's
those
one street light.
Yeah, there are one or two up there. Yeah.
Yes, installed.
Yeah. I was going to say, so that's going to be going on. Top of your head, are there any other projects like that that we're going to are going to be coming up in 2026?
If you look down by Classic Corner, you see a big area of construction that's going on north of Classic Corner. That's 48 units of housing that will be built there. If you look across the intersection, you'll see that Quick Trip is already completed and opened for business. And just to the east of them, Madison Family Dental is under construction and that with their new facility. And then sometime in April, May, Interlakes Community Action is planning to break ground for a 27 unit and that next to the ICAP building. So Madison is still a place that people want to come to and want to be a part of.
Well, I think I've got my questions kind of answered. We've managed to, as always, talk for about 5 minutes longer than I ever thought we would. So I don't know. Is there anything else, guys, before we let you go for this month?
Well, the way the weather is and that, I don't think it's froze down more than about two feet to 3 feet. It has not stopped construction in a lot of areas in that. So I think, hard to say, what kind of projects will be coming in 2026. But the opportunity for those that are already under construction, they're still moving forward.
Well, I appreciate you both coming in. Hopefully next time we speak, Jameis and I will have be a lot more healthy than we are right now. And hopefully our studio that you're in right now will look a lot different the next time we have you in. So.
It's nice to see it under construction, but it's always nicer to see it when it's finished.
That's right. You want to do a little work before you leave, Roy. We can put you to it.
Let me think of that.
All right. Guys, thanks for coming.
Thank you.